Are you struggling to sleep because of this storm? I know, I know. I am worried also about your father. I cannot stop thinking about him. He is out traveling the seas in this horrible storm. I hope Odin will guide him and give protection upon him, so there is no need to worry, Grutid. Now, will you be okay if I leave you right now, and that you'll be able to sleep in peace? No, dear, but I am also very tired myself. I have lots of work on the field to do tomorrow, and clothes need to make to sell, especially with your father gone. We have a little bit of money issues, and I really need to make some money since father is gone and can't provide for us right now. Okay, let me see what I can do. Maybe I can do what I used to do and I can read you a nice story. I remember when you were younger, you used to fall asleep instantly when I would read you something. Now let's look at your story. I think this one about Odin will be very fitting for us. Do you remember this book? And this story, it is called Odin Faces an Evil Man. I hope it is not scary because I don't think we have read this one before. And if we did, it must have been many years ago. Now before I start, comfy, my dear. Okay, let me fix this up for you. I'm going to fix your pillows. And wait, let me get you your blanket. I'm surprised you don't have it with you already because it's winter. It's going to be colder tonight. Okay. Is this good for you, sweetie? Okay, now you can finally try to fall asleep. Now, in case you do before the story is finished, I will say it now. Gode not. And jeg elsker deg. Now, rest your eyes, dear. Mommy needs to sleep also, so I want you to go as soon as possible. So, now I shall start. Are you ready, sweetie? And there's nothing else that you need? Very good, okay. Once, when his wisdom was less great, Odin had lived in the world of men. Frigga, his queen, was with him. Then they had lived on an island, and they were known as Grimur the fisherman and his wife. Always, Odin and Frigga were watching over the sons of men, watching to know which ones they would foster and train so they might add the strength and speed to save the world from the power of the giant. And while they were staying on the bleak island, Odin and Frigga saw the sons of King Grauli, and both thought that in them the spirit of heroes could be fostered. Odin and Frigga made plans to bring the children to them, so that they might be under their care and training. One day, the boys went fishing. A storm came and drove their boat on the rocks on the island where Odin and Frigga lived. They brought them to their hut. Odin and Frigga, they were told them they would care for them and train them through the winter, and that in spring they would build a boat so they would carry them back to their father's country. We shall see, said Othan to Frigga that night. Mommy sobbed at it. We shall see which of the token will be formed into the noblest hero. He said that because Frigga favored one of the boys, and he favored the other. Frigga for the well of the elder boy, Agnar, who had a gentle voice and quiet and kindly ways. But Odin thought more of the younger boy, Geirrod, his name was. He was strong and passionate with a high and loud voice. Odin took Geirrod into charge, and he showed him how to fish and hunt. He made the boy even bolder than he was by making him leap from rock to rock, and by letting him climb the highest cliffs and jump across the widest to the den of the bear and make him fight for his life with the spear he had made for him. Agnar went to the chase too, and showed his skill and boldness, but Geirrod overcame him in every trial, nearly. What a hero Geirrod will be, Odin would often say. Agnar stayed often with Frigga. He would stay beside her until she spun, listening to the tale she told, and asking such questions as brought him more and more wisdom. And Agnar heard of Asgard and the dwellers in Asgard, and all to protect the Midgard, the world of men, from the giants of Jotunheim. Agnar, though he had not spoken, said in his own mind that he would give all his life and his strength and all his thought to help in the work of the gods. Game, spring came. And Odin built a boat for Geirrod and Agnar. They could go back to their own country before they set out. Odin told Geirrod that one day he would come to visit him. And do not be too proud to receive a fisherman in your hall, Geirrod, said Odin. A king should give welcome to the boarders who comes to his hall. I will be a hero, no doubt of that, he answered. And I would only Agnar Littlegood was born before me. Agnar bade goodbye to Frigga and to Odin, thanking them for the care that they have taken of Geirrod and himself. He looked into Frigga's eyes and he told her that they would strive to learn how he might fight the battle of the gods. The two went into the boat and they rowed away. They came near to King Hrafling's realm. They saw the castle overlooking the sea, and Geirrod did a terrible thing. He turned the boat back towards the sea, and he cast the oars away. Then he was well fit to swim the roughest sea, and climb the highest cliffs. He plunged into the water and struck out towards the shore, and Agnar, left without oars, went drifting out to sea. Geirrod climbed the highest cliffs and came to his father's castle. King Hrafling, who had been giving up on both his sons for long, is rejoiced to see him. Geirrod told Agnar that he felt left out of the boat on the way back and that he had been drowned. King Hrafling, who had not been both his sons were gone from him, was glad enough that they had come safe. He put Geirrod back on the side of the throne, and then he died. Geirrod was made king over the people. And now Odin, having drunk from Mimir's well, went through the kingdoms of men, judging kings and simple people according to the wisdom he had gained. He came at last to the kingdom that Geirrod ruled over. Odin thought that all of the kings he had judged to be noble, Geirrod would assuredly be the noblest. He went to the king's house as a wanderer, blind of one eye, wearing a cloak of dark blue with a wanderer's staff in his hand. As he drew near the king's house, Men on dark horses came riding behind him. He first at the man did not turn his horse, and he came nearly wanderer, but rode on, nearly trampling him to the ground. As he came before the king's house, the men on the dark horses shot the four servants. Only one servant was in the stable. He came out and took the horse of the first man. Then the other called upon wanderer to tend to their horses. He had told the stirrups for them to dismount. All then knew who the man was. He was Geralt the king, and they knew who the man who served in the table was. He was Agnar, Geralt's brother. By the wisdom he had gained, he knew that Agnar had come back to his father's kingdom in the guise of a servant, and he knew that Geralt did not know who his servant was. They went into the stable together. Agnar took this bread, and broke it, and gave it to the wanderer. He gave him two straw to seat himself on. But in a while, Odin said,
I would seat myself at the fire in the king's hall, and eat my supper of mead.
Nay, stay here, Agnar said. I will give you more bread and all wrap to cover yourself with. Do not go to the door of the king's house, for the king is angry today, and he might repulse you. How? Said Odin. The king turned away a wanderer who comes to his door. He cannot be that he would do it. Today he is angry, Agnar said. Again he begged him not to go to the door of the king's house, but Odin rose up and saw the straw on which he was seated and went to the door. A porter, hunchbacked with long arms, stood at the door.
I am a wanderer. I would have rest and food in the king's hall, Odin said.
Not in this king's hall, said the hunchbacked porter. He would have barred the door to Odin, but the voice of the king called him away. Odin then strode into the hall and saw the king at the table with his friends, a dark bearded and cruel looking man. And when Odin looked on them, he knew that the boy whom he had trained in nobility had become a king over robbery. Since you have come into the hall where we eat, sing to us, wanderer, shouted one of the dark men. I will sing to you, said Odin. And he stood between two of the stone pillars in the hall, and he sang a song reproaching the king for having fallen into an evil way of life, denouncing for following the cruel ways of robbery.
Seize him, said the king.
When Odin's song was finished, the dark men threw themselves upon Odin and put chains around him and bound between the stone pillars of the hall. He came into the hall for warmth, and warmth he shall have, said Geralt. He called upon his servants to heap up wood around him. They did this, when the king with his own hand put a blazing torch to the wood, and it blazed up around the wanderer. The logs around them burned, and